From scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Now, just like buses, good reports come in threes, or do they? Well, actually, the Mind Tools for Business L&D benchmark does come in three this year. It's 20 years old, so happy birthday to the annual benchmark report. And to celebrate 20 years of collecting data about L&D capability and performance and budget and technology, the good people at MindTools have serialized what the outputs from this year's research and from the last 20 years. So we've got the part one of three reports has just been published, and we thought we would have a little bit of a look at that. But actually, we are going to focus our attention on one page, which summarizes quite a lot of the data, and that is page 35. So we'll put a link with the podcast episode and you can access it. But we're going to just be talking about some of the high level conclusions so far on 20 years of doing this. So Nigel, there are some peaks and troughs, some interesting bits of data in here. What caught your eye?
Quite a few things caught my eye and quite a few things surprised me. The first one is that this headline claim that learning and maturity peaked in 2017. So we've gone massively backwards in 2020 and we're climbing back out, but we're still not even close to where we were in 2017. So I think that is an interesting idea. The second thing is that 11,000 leaders, L&D leaders, have talked about organizational learning over the 20 years of the report. So in other words, since 2003, I think that is a serious number of people and a serious amount of data. But the net result is not incredibly inspiring. Unexpected challenges forced L&D to focus more on the practicalities of learning and less on increasing innovation and building capability. Now, if you're not building capability, what on earth are you doing? And if the focusing on the practicalities mean let's make sure we've got tons of content and let's make sure we've got a good LMS or a whatever, you know, some kind of learning management system or a learning content resource system or whatever they happen to be, that's a bit disappointing. Now, that to take your eye off the ball on the kind of process and not on the product or the impact. And social media simply apparently provides L&D with opportunities to boost engagement. Now, you would have thought social media was a learning opportunity in its own right. So it's slightly disappointing. Looking at 20 years, Martin, you were a young boy still in primary school 20 years ago. Think about that in all of that growth period when the world has changed deeply significantly since 2003, we're still at the point of saying, you know, let's focus on the practicalities of learning. Let's not really worry about building capability. And stuff like social media, that's interestingly peripheral. And classroom skills, that's where we're strong. What do you think?
Having been a part of producing this research when it was formally towards maturity, when I was doing that, it was always the case that not much changed year on year. And what the market more broadly was saying about what needs to be done and where things need to go, that was never reflected in the data. So the data always suggested that the pace of change was incredibly slow. And I think that is reflected here. Again, there hasn't been any huge advance in any area that MindTools for Business is researching. And I think it's quite interesting and very telling when I know we said we'd start on page 35 and we just look at that. I'm going to quickly go back 10 pages in this report to a kind of spider gram that talks about the capability of the learning team And that, I thought, was always a very interesting diagram because it kind of chunks up various capabilities. And one third of that diagram is about stuff that you would call, more sort of strategy. And strategy and governance and negotiation, persuasion and influence, even in the most top performing organizations, score relatively lowly, even now. And I think that's quite telling. And I think it sort of resonates with what you're saying. It's that I think the focus on how you do learning is strong. It's like the force is there. But actually, that's not what we're talking about when it comes to change and transformation. That change and transformation and doing things differently and supporting organizations differently is tricksy. And I think what's another area where there is a weakness around capability, interestingly, is around analytics and evaluating impact and to some extent research capabilities. Now, understanding what is going on and what you're doing with your learning and the impact it's having, they remain weaknesses. So I think the strength almost, and it always has been in the ability to deliver or, you know, understand how learning is delivered, how it manifests in the organization. I think that whether that is actually supporting what the organization needs, that's a separate question. And I think that's the one that we always discuss on this podcast. And I think that's the one that we either aren't seeing reflected in bits of research like this, or it isn't happening much. And I'm not sure which one of those options. Because I wouldn't like to say that people aren't doing interesting transformational things that are having huge impacts on the business, because I think they are. They must be. There's lots of change in organizations right now. And there will be learning teams who are really, you know, critically important to that.
But maybe only in small numbers that.
Yes.
If you got the weight of statistics pushes us the other way. And if you look at that spirogram, it's a very good page that you've picked as well, Martin. What it's saying is that where L&D is strong is leveraging L&D expertise, building learning management systems, virtual classroom webinar delivery, nothing much about where the needs of the organization are and meeting those needs and focusing on capability. It's all about process and not about impact and product. And that is a worrying trend, I would argue, that you know, you would have hoped to have seen a bigger shift towards the governance, the areas that you put your finger on, and understanding and research around where organizations need help desperately, not about how you whack in a learning management system. So maybe in 20 years' time, Martin, when you'll still be fairly young and sprightly, we'll see a shift.
I think so. I mean, it is like holding up a mirror to the industry, though. And if the industry looks like it is operational mostly, then, which this report suggests it is, then okay, so that's where people are. You know, they're just doing the day-to-day kind of design and delivery work. But in actual fact, what we're saying is we would expect and hope to see learning teams operating at a higher level because there's much to do at that higher level right now. And I wouldn't want to be waiting 20 years to see that change in this data, because I think at that point it could well be game over.
There's a tad of irony in that. Yes, you're right. You know, we don't want to wait 20 weeks, let alone 20 years. So, Martin, a very useful report. We have looked at part one. We will await parts two and three with great interest. Always good to talk.
Thanks, Nigel. From scratch.